Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
The Chicago Bulls head into an offseason of still a lot of uncertainty, even with the growth of players like Josh Giddey and Kobe White. On today's episode, I'm going to talk about a few bold decisions that the Chicago Bulls could make heading into this offseason and a couple of bargain free agents that actually could bring a lot of what the Chicago Bulls need. We're going to talk about it all plus more right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for all things Chicago Bulls, hosted by Hayes.
What's going on, Bulls fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related. I'm the host there, Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Bulls Central Pod on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that said, let's go ahead and get into this content for today. Y'all, I want to start off about some things that this front office can do to be a little bit more aggressive this offseason. Now, is this me projecting my desire to see the front office be a little bit more ahead of the game? Yeah. Will they? That one remains to be seen, but that's not going to stop us talking about of what they could really do here to try to make this offseason a little bit more solid than the one that it seems like they're going to have on paper. I want to be clear here. It seems like the Bulls are going to have a pretty straightforward offseason where they rock things out. They re-sign Josh Giddey. They use their draft pick in the first and second round and, you know, maybe sign a free agent, right? But I want to see what they can do to be a little bit more aggressive about being more intentional about finding the new direction for this team. And the first thing that I was saying is, after the draft lottery is all settled and everything's done, right? I want to be clear here. The Bulls have a higher chance than not of just keeping their number 12 pick, staying right there number 12. Unless they move up in the draft or move more drastically back, I don't really think you're going to see, like I said, there's a chance of it. We know we have the 1.7% chance to move into the number one pick. I think an 8% chance to move into the top four pick. It is what it is, right? But to be honest, like when it comes down to it, no matter how deep or strong this draft class is, right, I think that the Bulls should be more aggressive about going out and getting their guy. Now, here's the thing. Maybe their guy is on their draft board at number 12. There's a huge possibility of that. I said it before. I think you're looking at a strong chance of one of Asa Newell, you know, Thomas Sorber, one of those guys kind of falling there to the Chicago Bears. Carter Bryant is another guy, right? Rashear Fleming is a guy that the Bulls really could take just in the draft overall. But here's the thing. I think that the Chicago Bulls should look to trade up in this draft and see if it's a possibility, right? I'm not saying they should sell the farm for it when it comes down to it, but I do think this, right? And I think this is pairing and marrying two different things that could come together. If, and only if, you have any doubt that Kobe White is going to sign a extension with your team, well, re-sign with your team, because we know he's not going to go through an extension. He's going to have to go through unrestricted free agency. And we'll have more on that in a minute. But if you have any doubts that Kobe is not going to re-sign long-term with your team, you should trade him. You should trade him at the draft. You should use that to move up in the draft and go out and get a better talent. I really think you should do that. Now, again, I want to see Kobe White stay on this team. I want to be clear here. I don't want the Kobeites to come at me. But I want to be clear. I hope that Kobe White stays on this team. That's my personal opinion. The playing game against Miami Heat didn't change that. This guy has shown a lot of skill and ability. And yeah, he's not the number one guy. But again, my mindset isn't you don't trade everyone just because they haven't shown to be a number one yet, right? Like Kobe's role has changed every season he's come into the league. Give him an opportunity with his role staying the same, and let's see what he can really grow into, right? But with that said, if you do have any doubts in that, I do think that Kobe White, then that makes him a trade asset. I do think that you can use Kobe White with hopefully your own first-round pick to move up into the 5-8 range, potentially on how the teams above you shake out and how they view Kobe White, right? And so I think that, again, that's an aggressive front office move that's trying to stay ahead of the curve. And that's something that this front office hasn't always done, right? You know, they can see the writing on the wall, then they'll just let it come and run into the wall and just be like, oh, well, I didn't know that wall was there. But again, that's the forward thinking, and that could be the difference between you getting a VJ Edgecombe, a Kaman Malawak, right? That could be the difference in that, you know, when it comes down to it and draft one of those guys because they're unlikely to fall out of the top five in most scenarios, right? So I think that's something that you have to look at. Again, that's That's a couple of is. If your guy is, you don't think your guy is going to fall, if Coby White looks like he's not going to re-sign here long-term with the Bulls for whatever reasons are going on, I think those are more kind of bold decisions the Chicago Bulls have to look at and try to make when it comes down to it, right? Then on top of that, right, I don't even really know if this is a bold decision or not when it comes down to it, but take a big man. Like, take a big man. I've said it before. I can see this front office going best player available. And, you know, depending on who that player is, you know, maybe that's the best move, right? If the best player on the board, if somehow you do get number four and Trey Johnson is your best player available, you take them. Fuck the guard position at that point in time. I don't care. You're going talent. You're going the talent that you feel like has the best chance of turning into the star. But outside of that, find a big man. Don't do what you've done before in seeing a glaring need for a team and then ignore that need for 2-3 years. Don't do that. This team needs a defensive, mobile big man. Get that big man. Get them, because there's a chance one of those guys are going to be on the board. Get that guy. Actually build a team that makes sense together. And again, I shouldn't even be talking about this as a bold move. But then again, with this front office, you can't tell me you can't see a world in which they go some guard that has a big wingspan is like 6'6", and then we're looking at it and saying, all right, we couldn't pass up on that link. Like, it's something like that front office does all the time, right? But another big bold move, and this is the Winton Mahorn section. Consider firing Billy Donovan. Consider firing Billy Donovan. Yes, it's highly unlikely. Keep in mind, these are bold moves, not necessarily most likely moves, because we know that this front office doesn't like to get bold, right? But you have to at least consider it. When you look at the coaches that are out on the market, Taylor Jenkins, Mike Malone, I'm hit or miss on Mike Malone. You still got guys like first-year guys like Chris Quinn out there. And the reason why I say that is that the last thing, and this is kind of worse than passing up on a player, right? Because you got a new crop of young players coming into the league every single year. But with the number of positions and quality positions coming up this season, your coach may not be there on the market next year, right? Let's say Billy Donovan's contract does end. You don't extend him. He either moves into the front office or he moves on, whatever happens there. Taylor Jenkins may not still be out there. Mike Malone, if that's your cup of tea, still may not be out there. Chris Quinn, one of the young and upcoming, one of the guys that a lot of people vote as the most likely to be a really good head coach, doesn't mean he will be. He may not be out there, right? And especially when you look at some of the decisions that some of these front offices are going to have to make next year. We already got the Atlanta, the Denver Nuggets position. That could come up. We don't know what's going to happen with the Atlanta Hawks position. The Milwaukee Bucks position could be coming up, right? The Phoenix Suns, like all these positions coming up, like, you don't want to potentially miss. You have to really survey it. I get it. Billy Donovan did a solid job this year coaching. Make no mistake about it. I'll shoot the fair one on that one. But at the same time, you got to think about what's best to put your franchise in the best places forward. I think you really got to look at that, right? So that's something that I'm looking at as well when it comes to this offseason. I'm just saying consider, right? That's where I'm at right now. Just consider. Just tell us there's a chance, right, if potentially moving on for Billy Donovan. And just really survey what you have out there potentially with head coaches, and then make that decision based off that. I think you have to do yourself and do your due diligence for once and try to be ahead of the curve with something. That's my personal opinion. I do think the Bulls should look to do that. And then I also say this, right, is that actually shop your assets and do it in good faith. Actually go out there and see what you can get for some of these players, right? You have a lot of expiring contracts. Do not just let those contracts expire without at least seeing what you can do with something, right? You have to explore that at least a tinge, a little bit. Act like you actually want to do something as a forward-thinking front office for once, right? Again, my personal opinion, but you guys can let me know how you feel down below. Now, with that said, I also want to talk about some already kind of looking ahead at the free agents that the Bulls could. And the thing that I'm looking at with this is complimentary free agents. So, no. These aren't going to be ridiculous. Let's go acquire Giannis Antetokounmpo. Let's go get James Harden. It's going to be looking at realistic, because keep in mind, the Bulls want to maintain cap flexibility heading into the 2026 summer, right? And so because of that, that's another reason why you're going to see more of a functional offseason this year. But there are a couple of free agents. The Bulls are probably going to have one open roster spot, right? in that one open roster spot, if it's not going to Trey Jones, if you haven't made moves other places, you're probably going to want to add some forward depth in here, right? And that's the one. That's what I'm focused at right now. I'm not looking at guards, not looking at centers, because we're actually have three centers on the roster. And if we go center, I want us to go in the draft, right? So who are some forward options you can add to this team? Number one on my list of options, Paul Reed. Paul Reed is an underrated potential acquisition for the Chicago Bulls. I know he has not played a lot, right, when it comes down to it. He averaged 9.7 minutes per game last season, but I think that he is the type of player that you look at, right, and that the Bulls have looked at before that can come in and fit in. He's 25 years old, right, and he's a guy that shoots 54% from the field for his career. Not really a threat to stretch the floor being a three-point shooter at all, but the defense, right? The defense and how smart he is, the fact that he doesn't try to do too much offensively. When you look at it, right, this is how special he is defensively, right? When you look at him, he is limiting opponents to 38% field goal shooting percentage and minus 12% point differential, right? Or 12% differential, meaning they are shooting 12% worse when Paul Reed is guarding them than what they shoot at any other point in the season. And he's only averaging players that he guards on average 38% field goal shooting percentage. When you talk about adding defenders, right, and that's really what the Bulls need to add to this. Offense is pretty much shored up. Adding defenders is where you really need to try to make your mark at. Adding a guy like Paul Reed, who's young, who hasn't played a whole lot, so he's not going to be overly expensive.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
He's not going to break the bank. We've told you guys, even after the draft pick and signing of Josh Giddey, you're looking at about $15 to $19 million in cap space. That's even without using your exceptions, right? Paul Reed is a guy that you can go out there and get, and he's the type of guy that you sign. He plays solid defense for you. You know, if you move on, you move on at that point. But I think he brings more consistent defense than either Julian Phillips or Dalen Terry right now. And if those guys end up taking a big step in the offseason, great. You're not paying big money for Paul Reed. He's undersized, so he's never really going to be a starter or anything like that. But that's a real positive signing, I think, there, right? I think at 6'9", 210 pounds, he brings that defensive intensity that you look at when it comes down to it. I think that he can provide a lot of defense for you, even in doing it in short bursts. I think that's a guy that you can really look at and being a solid plus player for you when it comes down to it, right? Another guy that I think the Bulls should take a look at is Precious Achiuwa, right? This is another guy that the defense's analytics are pretty solid, right? Not as good as Paul Reed's, right? But you look at Precious Achiuwa and what he is as a versatile, really good energy defender. And again, another guy that fits that mold of what AK has said that he's looking at young players with experience, right? Precious Achiuwa brings some of that experience. He is a player that can be plus defensively for you. And that's really, like I said, that's really what I'm looking at the most here. He averaged 6.6 points per game, 5.6 rebounds per game with the Knicks last year. And that's on 20 minutes per game. He would be more expensive than like a Paul Reed. I want to be clear there, right? But I think that Precious Achiuwa can make a whole lot of sense for you as well at 6'8", 243 pounds, a guy that can guard multiple positions, 25 years old. Again, he fits that young. He's been in the league since, 2000. So this is a guy that brings some of that young veteran or experience that AK said that he's talked about before, right? He can bang in the post when you need to get done. He guards. He can guard either forward spot really, really well when it comes down to it, right? When you look at it, when he guarded Paolo, Pascal, and Tobias Harris last year, they went 30 of 68 when defended by Precious Achiuwa, right? I think that this is the type of move, this is the type of player that you take a shot on, right? His averages aren't gonna blow you out the water, but his percentages on blocks, his steal percentage rate is really good. This is a guy that can really bring some of the advanced stuff that you need on your team to kind of help your team hum and get going. That's what I like about Precious Achiuwa. I think those are two guys that you really want to look at. Again, things could change based off what moves we make in the offseason, things like that. But I think these are some guys that you really could take a look at. I think another guy as well is unrestricted free agent Deshaun Tate, right? This is another guy who's played with the Houston Rockets. Yeah, he's a little bit older at 29 years old, right? But this is another guy that when you look at the defense that he brings, right? He brings some really solid defense, and the advanced analytics love him as well. Now, being 230 pounds with a 6'8 wingspan, right? Even though he's only 6'4, he's guarded other power forwards really well when it comes down to it. He's guarded Zion Williamson amazingly well at times. He held his opponents to 39% conversion rate on the season. That's negative 7.7% difference from what their average field goal shooting percentage is when they're guarded by anybody else. Again, I'm going advanced numbers here because I want to get players that could be cheaper to get but can actually have a big impact, especially as the Bulls are looking for defense. I think all three of these guys, Precious Achiuwa, Paul Reed, Deshaun Tate, these are all guys that kind of bring some of that defense that you hope to get from Patrick Williams that he kind of took a step back on. Now, I'll say this. I can see a world in which the Bulls still are confident in P. Will. He's not going to be coming off an injury this year, and maybe they think he can bring some of that. But again, I don't think it's a bad thing to bring in some cost-effective free agents that can bring some of that for you as well and that don't really break the bank for you. But you guys can let me know how you feel on that down below. Now, one thing that I do want to talk about, and I want to kind of use this as a primer, right? I've talked a lot about Coby White and his pending contract, you know, going into next season. I've even talked about why he's unlikely to sign it as an extension and why he's going to have to go through unrestricted free agency. And I've been asked some questions on to explain that, right? And my fault, I always take accountability when I don't explain things the best. So here's how we're going to do it, right? So because of Coby White signing a team-friendly deal, averaging $12.9 million per year, right? You could only get a 120% increase. That would mean that the most that Coby White could sign is a four-year, $89 million contract. And keep in mind, that's an average salary of $22 million per year, right? Now, Coby coming into the season, being the go-to scorer in a lot of ways, that's not likely that he's going to sign that deal, right? So Coby White can get more by going into unrestricted free agency, where in unrestricted free agency, he can earn up to $40 million per year, right? And so that's what it looks like when it comes down to it, right? You have that Coby White is probably unlikely to sign that contract extension, not because he doesn't necessarily want to stay with the Bulls, but because of he can get more money by going through unrestricted free agency. And that's, I'm sure, what his agent's going to tell him and everybody's going to tell him, right? So the most likely scenario for Coby White is that he plays out his contract on the last year of his deal. He goes into unrestricted free agency next summer, and then he sees what he can get as far as the money out there, probably looking at getting about $35 to $40 million per year. And the thing is that the Bulls have the most cap space in 2026. But unlike, and they got to kind of play this, like going into this season, Josh Giddey is A, restricted, but the only team that really can give him the money that he wants is the Brooklyn Nets, right? And that's a thing there, right? And so because of that, the Bulls can play that a little bit more loose, right? Coby being one, unrestricted. Two, there are tons of teams that are slated right now to have cap space in the summer of 2026. The Bulls have to be very, very sure on what's going to happen here. And that's the thing that makes it a little bit of a difference here between this summer and next summer. And that's where they got to be really intentional about what the hell they're trying to do next season, because that's where things can really blow up at, right? So we'll see what happens there. Overall, I'll say this. The Chicago Bulls, they really have to be watch out here, right? Because you look at some teams that have tons of cap space in the summer of 2026, the Spurs, the Lakers, $86 million potentially, right? the Detroit Pistons, a young and up-and-coming team that could look to add a young veteran like that. The Los Angeles Clippers are going to have some tremendous cap space as well. The Memphis Grizzlies, see what goes on with them. The Dallas Mavericks could. The Houston Rockets could. So you start looking at some of the teams that actually are good, but then are slated to have some cap space. That's where things get a little iffy for Coby White, right? And that's why the Bulls have to be very intentional about how they go on and play this thing with Coby White, right? Because you could very easily lose him for nothing, and I that's just not the place that I want to be. Now, hopefully all this is for naught, right? And Coby White wants to stay here. He's going to re-sign here with the Chicago Bulls. We're not even talking about it. He's a Bull. It is what it is. We move forward. We do what we do. Hopefully that's the case, but you can't assume that, right? Because then things can easily go very left for you, and that's where you could be stuck, holding on to your nuts. And so hopefully that's not what happens for the Bulls when it comes down to Coby White. That's my thought. You guys can let me know how you feel down below. All right, let's get into our player grades. You know, we've been doing player grades. And we gotta do these player grades. And so I want to talk about in this one Kevin Huerter, right? And Kevin Huerter was a player that after the trade of him coming to Chicago, he was completely different than what he was. When he was playing last season before the Bulls acquired him, when he was with the Kings, right? And this is a player that has had an up and down year at times, right? Up and down seasons at times. Like, we know what he can bring as a scorer. When you look at prior to the All-Star break, he was averaging 7.6 points per game on 20 minutes per game. He was only taking 7 shots per game, hitting at a 39% clip. You could just run here with the Chicago Bulls, right? 14.4 points per game. He did that in 31 minutes. He shot 46% from the field and 39% from three. 39.7% from three, to be exact. He was shooting 29.7% from three before he came here. And keep in mind, I'm only judging him as a member of the Chicago Bulls. I don't care what he did before he got here. I'm grading his season with the Bulls. He finished on the season averaging 9.9 points per game, 3 rebounds, 2.3 assists, 4.2 shooting from the field. But his averages with Chicago, 13 points per game, on 43% shooting, 37% shooting from three, 3 rebounds, 3 assists per game, 1.5 steals per game as well. Kevin Huerter was a very big player in when the Bulls were playing their best basketball, right? And this isn't about whether they should trade him this offseason, keep him or anything like that. It's just strictly to mean that when he was here and playing for the Bulls, he had himself a season, right? And for that, I got to judge it fairly. Like, even the defense of Kevin Huerter, right? One of the biggest knocks on him is his defense. When he was here on the court, he actually played. We were a plus defensive team with Kevin Huerter on the court because he was given effort. He was coming over screens. He was using his basketball IQ and his veteranship, right? And so for that, he had a tremendous impact with the Bulls. Hardy said it. It's going to be very hard for anybody to get an A from me. But Kevin Huerter gets a solid B-plus from me because when he was here in Chicago, everything he did was good to great, right? And now you're coming into the season where now you're expecting him to fit in. He helped keep that system going with Kobe and Io and their ability to drive and all that, right? That's what Kevin Huerter brought to this team last year. And I hope that he continues to bring it for the Chicago Bulls team. But Kevin Huerter, for me, gets a B+. You guys can let me know how you feel down below. But that's my time for today. Make sure you guys are following us at Bulls Central Pod. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns. BullsCentralPod@gmail.com. Lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail for the mailbag, the number to do so, 773-270-2799. We are the number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related. But that's thanks to you, lovely and beautiful people. And like I like to end every episode on, go Bulls. Love you guys. See you right if you can, y'all. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.